Sorry about that. No, it's terrific. My question, though, is when you've got a group of investors, it sounds like we probably share some of the same initial investors.
Sorry about that, too.
My cap table, it's not pretty. I guess the question is, if you realize that there are some obstacles to your growth, you've already sold this bill of goods to the investors that believe in your vision, it obviously presents some potential problems when you have to go back to that pool and say, I was wrong, or these are some assumptions that I made that we might need to revisit. You know, I guess what was your approach with that?
Terrible. I was really bad at this. I didn't understand this problem until it was way late in my career, and I kept screwing it up because we like to blame investors because they freak out at the first notion of failure and they run for the hills. And if you look at like the advice that a lot of VCs put out publicly, I mean, a lot of the advice is basically like, you're like, how do you pick winners and who do you invest in? They're like, well, if I smell failure, I bail out. But if I smell success, like, I give more money. And that creates a terrible incentive for entrepreneurs to do what I call success theater, which is like, at all costs, you avoid the smell of failure and create the smell of success. That's why we're constantly asking our colleagues in the press to print bogus vanity metrics for us so that our investors will read it, show it to their partners, and look good. But like, think about all the energy that goes into success theater, us, our VC, their partner. Like, does any of that energy serve customers? No. We're just, you can use your own metaphor for what we're doing there. What we need to do instead is, before it's too late, and preferably before we even raise the money, start establishing what the true milestones of success for our business are. See, as entrepreneurs, we like to make what I call a plausible promise, which is, you know, you offer VCs the largest number return you think you can get away with without sounding crazy. Right? So you're like, I promise you, you know, a comfortably far time from now, like 3 to 5 years, you know, I'll probably be dead anyway. So 3 to 5 years from now, I'll promise you $100 million or $500 million. Right? Everyone's got that graph in their business plan. And it's just like, we want to get the greed activated. But what we don't understand is that VCs are like, excellent. Once they give you the check, they turn right around and say, you gave me a graph month by month of exactly how much money you're going to have between now and $100 million. I'm looking at my watch. I'm just going to compare your results to what you said. So we actually create the problem for ourselves. What we need to do is resist the siren song of vanity metrics and say, now hold on, a startup is a learning enterprise, so we should have learning milestones. Instead of coming back to you and be like, just kidding, no accountability, I get to do whatever I want, no metrics, but still give me more money, we can go back and say, no, guess what, success. We have successfully learned the answers to these key questions, which we told you we were going to go seek the answers to. So, you know, again, a lot of the book is like quantitatively how you set that up, but if you can change the conversation from the beginning, from, you know, metrics and output and exhaust to the inputs, the how well is the engine running, what are we actually learning from customers, that's the key. And of course, the more educated your investors are about lean startup, the better, but I'd be the first to admit most investors are not really on board.